kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Okay, kasama natin ngayon sa programa si Edward Christian Ocampo mula pa sa Darwin, Northern Territory. Magandang araw sa iyo.
Magandang araw po.
Edward, before anything else, I just wanna say you did a great job. Napaka-inspiring ng ginawa mo nitong past weekend, no, para sa komunidad mo dyan sa Darwin. But before we talk about that and touch on that, para masalo ka pa naming makilala, can you tell me things about yourself? I know that you're a chef and you also own a catering business. Am I correct?
Tama po. So yeah, my name is Edward Christian Ocampo, 27 years of age. I lived in Darwin for most of my stay in Australia, but I lived in Melbourne for 3 years before. And yeah, as been said, I'm a chef by profession as well, but I don't work now in the industry. I rather have my small catering business called Easy Catering and some meal preps. I won the Filipino MasterChef in Darwin, so yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's very much about it. Yeah.
Filipino MasterChef, when did that happen? How was the experience
as
well?
That was 2016. Competed with some Filipino chefs and home cooks as well.
So itong pagluluto mo, Edward, saan ba ito nagsimula? Is it because your parents love to cook or you just picked it up while you were growing up? Anong kwento?
Well, I grew up loving food. I think most of us love food. Yeah. And I had that passion in me that I wanted to cook for others and create memories through food. Something like that.
I can 100% agree na when you know when you eat something, parang for example adobo, may memory ako ng pagluluto ng nanay ko ng adobo. So yeah, there's always memory when it comes to food. If I may ask, ano ba yung expertise mo sa pagluluto?
Well, actually that's a big question. Siguro I can say I'm more into fusion cooking and try to elevate Filipino cuisine. You know how Filipino food is not actually that known yet in other countries, especially here in Australia. Because Filipino food is actually full of soul and full of love.
Mangangusta muna ako, kumusta ba yung ating Filipino community dyan sa Darwin? Are there also a lot of Filipino community groups there na actively tumutulong sa komunidad?
Yes, actually napakarami pong tumutulong na not just the community but individuals as well that they're actually tipping in to help out. Especially yung mga kababayan po natin na international student na most of them are working in the hospitality industry. Mm. And as we all know, during this time nawalan po ng mga trabaho. By a lot of communities here, not just Filipino community, our consul here is doing a great job, and then the CBU people, Filipino Association, headed by M. Wills and the other, all of our staff, are doing a great job. What they have here is actually, they call it bayanihan. What we do is actually we donate groceries. So you know how limited the groceries are now in Australia, like we can only buy two and stuff. So what we do, we help donate all the food and then they repack it and give it away to our mga international students natin. Mm-hmm. And mga religious sectors here are helping out in their own ways.
Good to know na aktibo din ang iba't ibang mga Pilipino natin dyan. No? But we will be focusing right now on itong ang ginawa mong pagluto para sa mga international students. So you did an act of kindness for the community through your very own project na Easy Cares or Everyone Cares? Am I correct?
Yeah. Everyone cares.
Yeah. Everyone cares. Can you tell me the story?
I'll just go backtrack a bit. Mm. So, since 2016, I've been starting doing a feeding program in the Philippines. That was a long, long story. It's because of I had an injury and I want to dedicate my time now to giving back to people and using my talents for reaching out people and drawing them closer to God. During this time, I go to the Philippines twice a year, and I have a mission trip where I booked my flights already for this trip on April. Actually, I was supposed to leave April 9, and then the start of the feeding program is from April 10. So unfortunately, because of the circumstances, because of the COVID-19, lots of restrictions, and I couldn't go to the Philippines to do the feeding program. Because I always save up for it, my own money, and then some people help. And I was thinking, like, what can I do to help? Sometimes, pag na-stuck tayo sa isang lugar, isang bahay, parang nahinder yung gagawin natin. Parang we try to think of ways na where could we help. I've learned about our students na nawala ng trabaho. Nag-click lang sa mind ko na parang, okay, I want to help some in a way I can. Ano pa yung pinakamadaling gawin ko, which is to provide them food for just a day, like lunch and dinner. And I know that it will go, it's only a small gesture, but I think it will be a big help for them. At least financial side nila na they won't spend that money for food anymore and just try to save it for their tuition fee or other stuff that they need.
It's something big because niluto mo from scratch and that's really amazing. It's cooked with love, kumbaga. So tell me, yeah. Edward, what did you cook for them? Ano yung nandun sa parang lunch box?
The lunch that I provided was actually, I want to do a spaghetti na parang Jollibee style. But the thing is, I couldn't get hold of any spaghetti pasta here. Yeah. Already, and then I ended up having macaroni. So that's what I did, macaroni, but the sauce is actually similar to Jollibee style. But I want them to feel a bit of comfort of home, like, you know. As I said, the food is always about memory. And, you know, if you have that something in you na parang reminds you of home, it gives you hope. And then I had just like a garlic bread just to add it up. And then the other one is actually chicken and vegetable stir fry, parang chop suey. And then the rice was just, parang sa Philippines, kasi alam mo yun, parang yung mga system baking, they have this yellow rice, java rice, you know, just to try to recreate parang what we have in the Philippines. I want them to feel like parang ito maalala kayo yung home ko.
Did you cook for Pinoy international students only?
First part of it is to help out the Filipino students. But there's a window na parang I can still help out to other students. May mga nag-approach, may mga other international students na from Nepalese, may Pakistani, and from other communities na they're really struggling. They were asking if I could help them. So ako naman, parang who am I not to say na. So I did extra to provide for them as well. And then on next Sunday, I'll be providing for, so basically, not just for the Filipinos na, but the other international students. I'll open it for the others as well.
So ilang Sundays mo to gagawin? So you started last Sunday?
Yeah, I started last Sunday and applied to do it for the month of April. Pero we'll see how it goes kasi yeah. I mean, like, at the end of the day, you know, since this Sunday, there's lots of people approach me already that they're willing to support and help out. I think that April window will be extended until May or June. So we'll see which way we can help. So we'll just play it by ear. But as of now, hanggang April siya, but I know it will be extended until May.
And this is all from your pocket?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Do you know how many people benefited yung last Sunday?
Roughly, so yung mga Filipino students, nakakuha is actually 50 of them. And then I gave some to other international students as well. Meron din kami mga kaibigan na frontliners. I could call them double frontliners kasi they work as a nurse and then they work as well in the grocery. So imagine they're actually very frontline talaga sila. So I gave them as well. So actually, I lost count already because nagdagdag pa ako.
So international students, tapos mga frontliners din pala. Let's talk about the things in the kitchen. How long did it take you to cook the food? Like, did you spend the whole night making them? Ano yung nangyari sa loob ng kusina?
I woke up 6 o'clock in the morning. What we did first is actually, I printed Bible verses and then nilagay muna namin sa cover ng container. And that took a while, so it took an hour or 2 hours. But for the food-wise, because working in the hospitality industry, yung tatawag natin mise en place. So we're like actually ready, like prepared everything so that when it comes to cooking night, it will be easier. And then I got the help from my family as well, so which is good. They're pretty hands-on as well.
And where did you do the pagbigay ng mga pagkain? Was it in a community center?
No, it's actually in our house.
Ah, sabay talaga. House. And how did you apply the social distancing rules given may mga restrictions sa distance?
Yeah, kami mga specific markers na saan sila pwede tumayo. And then kasi they had a specific time frame on what time they'll come. What I did, actually, the food is inside. And then I pack it. We pack it. Me and my sister pack the food. And then I set up the table outside. So that's what I call like pick up and go. So I drop it off there. And then I see them and I hand it off to them. And some of them just pick it up from there. And then if there's like 5 people in a line, there's like a marker like for them to stand over there. So that hindi, ano ba, hindi dikit-dikit. We followed the, yung, ano na, yung government na social distancing because that's important as well. And that's our part to help the community as well.
This is what we need right now, no, for people to help. Thank you so much for this effort. And matanong ko lang, why did you decide to do this act of kindness?
For me, kasi parang I have that parang desire to help already. Mm-hmm. And then I'm just looking for ways that I can help. That's why I came up with that idea, that project of Everyone Cares. Because for me, honestly, I know that deep inside people, actually, deep inside them, meron sa puso nila na parang they care for each one. Mm. But some people, they just don't know how to help. Parang hindi nila alam kasi sila. Gusto na itong bulan, pero hindi nila alam. Itong project na to, I just want to open doors ba? Parang ganun.
And what fulfillment do you get, Edward, from doing this?
It's not actually parang self-fulfillment. Parang it's more of parang giving back. I just want to be a channel of God's blessing. And I think our reward is not here. It will be in heaven. Don't lose hope and keep your faith. Because during this time, mga panahon ito, dito masusubok ating pananampalataya. And wag po tayo mawalan ng pag-asa dahil ang Panginoon po natin, hindi tayo pababayaan. And if you're in need, wag po tayong mahiya humapit sa tulong dahil at the end of the day, we are all in this together. We will heal as one. And I believe na we all care for each other.
Edward Christian Ocampo mula pa sa Darwin Northern Territory.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.